好，我们来回顾一下第十五课的重点内容。本课中出现一个重要结构，就是间接引语问题。从直接引语变成间接引语的时候，需要注意人称、时态、时间状语、地点状语以及指示词的变化。好，去掉引号，把直接引语变成间接引语的时候，需要注意以下问题。我们来看一下例句。She said, 她说什么呢？ I never work on Sundays. 她说，我在星期日从来都不工作。那么主句是 she said, 她说，引号里面我从来不工作，用的是一般现在时。当拖到引号的时候变成她说，她在星期天从来不工作。好，注意人称 I never work 变成了 she never worked. OK, 人称由 I 变成了 she。另外就是一般现在时相对的变成了一般过去时。OK, 那么间接引语是 She said that she never worked on Sundays. She said that she never worked on Sundays. 好，再看一下下一组例句。I have just finished work, Mr. Jones said. 琼斯先生说，我刚刚完成工作。I have just finished work. 好，注意人称以及时态变化。那应该变成是 Mr. Jones said that he had just finished work. Mr. Jones said that he had just finished work. 琼斯先生说，他刚刚完成工作。好，现在完成时变成过去完成时。好，那再比如说我们这样来表达。琼斯先生告诉他妻子说，他刚刚完成工作。告诉为 tell. OK. Mr. Jones told his wife that he had just finished work.Mr. Jones told his wife that he had just finished work. OK, 好，本课的要点，比如说感到紧张 be nervous, be nervous, 还可以说 feel nervous, feel nervous, 感到紧张。而负担得起动词是 afford, afford, 负担得起，负担得起付款是 afford to pay, afford to pay, 表示负担得起多少钱的含义。用微弱的声音 in a weak voice, in a weak voice, 用微弱的声音。而打断某人为 interrupt somebody, interrupt somebody, 打断某人的意思。extra, 表示额外的 extra, 额外的额外的钱 extra money, 额外的时间是 extra time, extra time, 指额外的时间。而短语 look up, 可以表示仰视抬头看或者查字典的意思。Look up 表示仰视、抬头看或者查字典的意思。而本文的另外一个重要用法是 such 以及 so 的区别。Such 和 so 都能表示如此的含义，但是后面 such 加名词，而 so 紧跟着就是形容词、副词的程度。比如说，如此大的工资开销是 such large salaries, such large salaries. OK.Salaries 是个复数名词，我们用 such 来修饰。Such large salaries. 如此多的水 ,so much water, so much water. 那么也就是说，当名词之前有 many, much, little, few 修饰的时候，我们在前面用 so 来强调，强调数量的多少。如此多的水 ,so much water. 那同样的，如此多的书是 so many books, so many books, 如此多的书。OK.So 强调 many, much, little, few 的程度。如此好的天气。那么 such 加名词短语顺序应该是 such a beautiful day, such a beautiful day, 如此好的天气。那么如此好的一天用 so 紧跟着就是形容词，它的顺序应该是 so beautiful a day, so beautiful a day. OK, that's the review for lesson 15.